Their logic is very different to ours. That's why many times we cannot understand what they do and why they do it. Generally speaking, they don't have religion as we understand it. They have separated the childish idea of a personal and humanized God. But they use these ideas to dominate us, knowing how much they are rooted in our souls. Those more evolved have a great dominion over the matter. They can manifest themselves under different forms, which they can change at will. Some of them change their form very easily. Others, for example, Humites, Ummo, those Rivera spoke, Mr. Rivera, the first day, it seems that they cannot change, always appear the same way. And they couldn't disappear also. So the capacities of them are very different. Those more evolved have forms. The messages and the instructions received by the contactees vary very much. Those of a religious type are impulsed to start new religions or to reform the old ones, which many times ends with the death of the contactee at the hands of the fanatics of the old religions. This world is full of fanatics, religious fanatics, sportive fanatics, and now sect fanatics and UFO fanatics. Other contactees receive a jargon of pseudo-philosophical concepts which go to garbage when the contactee dies. I have seen some of these cases. One poor guy was writing all his life things that was receiving. Was a bunch, enormous bunch. The poor guy died, and his wife wisely sent all that garbage, thing to the garbage, because it was good for nothing. But they kept him distracted. Sometimes this leaden jargon, full of nonsense and incoherences, finds the way to the printing office. I'm going to say something that maybe is going to hurt somebody. Please be patient with me. Sometimes this learned jargon, full of nonsenses and incoherences, finds the way to the printing office and becomes a famous or sacred book that stupefies the minds of millions of men and women. Such was the case of the Book of Mormon, OSPI, the Book of Light, the books of Urantia, the Koran, the Vedas, the Zendavesta, and of course of the Christian Bible. Nevertheless, it is true that some of the masterpieces of literature and arts have been inspired or dictated by them also. Up to here, the quotation of my book, The Human Form. Being things like this, the final conclusion is that instead of being waiting the help of the ufonauts or willing to put oneself at their service, what we have to do is to defend ourselves from them, because in the long run, what they do is to use us in their own benefit. This is the title of the best of my books. We must defend ourselves from the gods. Also, it's not translated.